This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The State Board of Education has restored accreditation to a school district in Commerce City. In May, the board removed Adams 14's accreditation and ordered the district to be reorganized. The loss of accreditation has made it difficult for the school to recruit bilingual educators. Commissioner of Education Katie Anthes says the district has a long and challenging road ahead.
I don't want any unintended consequences around the loss of accreditation to make that road any harder than it already is.
The reorganization order means that Adams 14 could be dissolved or absorbed by other school districts. The district is fighting the order in court. Work will continue on the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum following the approval of $2.5 million from City Council. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports the money will go toward a new roof and heating and cooling system.
The city already approved $3 million for work last year. Part of that went into a study that found the more than 120-year-old building needed extensive repairs. In a recent presentation to City Council, Museum Director Matt Mayberry said some of the ductwork in the building is made of a material similar to cardboard.
Probably as a cost savings measure at the time. They use this ductboard that has collapsed in certain areas.
To update the HVAC system, the building's roof will need to be replaced. It's possible the museum could close for a few months during the repairs. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The State Health Department says it's adding the new BA.2.75 Omicron subvariant to its coronavirus data dashboard. Virologists first detected the subvariant in the state's wastewater during the last week of July. The strain has been on the rise in India in recent weeks. You'll find Colorado's latest coronavirus numbers at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.